You're listening to the Lucky Rock.
Back on the Lucky Rock. Just want to let you know, within a couple weeks here, we will be going live. You'll hear everything we normally do, except for you'll actually get the chance to respond on the air. Remember, I have a mute button as well, so if you get spicy, I'll cut you off. Otherwise, that'll be a grand old time. Actually, I'll shoot straight with you. The whole thing will be call-ins, because I'd really rather not prepare anything for the show. No, I'm kidding. There'll be the same great bits and commercials that you love about the Lucky Rock, except the show will go wherever your brilliant calls take us. Also, I don't know if you saw the news this past weekend, but France has apparently grown a brain. I know, dare I say it, they've elected a semi-conservative, which in France means just the side of socialists. But still, we'll take it. Apparently he doesn't hate America, like Jacques Chirac. And he actually might want to stand up for freedom and perhaps assimilate people in his country to French culture. Whatever that means. Okay, they got cheese, the Louvre. Oh, and crepes. I love crepes. Next up on the Lucky Rock is an interview with our good friend, Mandy Jenkins, who you may know as Club Queen. Last time she was here, drunk guys were drooling all over her, literally, and she was trying to get a life. Well, things are looking up for Mandy, because she's been on a cruise. Please welcome in now, Club Queen.
Yeah, I'm back. Hello, it's Mandy.
Mandy, what are you doing?
Ever since you guys don't use my club music anymore, I decided to bring my own. Okay.
Look, stop, Mandy, please. Thank you. So, Mandy, you look like you got in a little sun.
Yeah, I'm like totally tan, and I didn't even have to go to the tanning booth, which was starting to peel my skin. Ha!
You got all the sun on a cruise, did you?
Yeah, the cruise was nice, but I didn't know that the sun was that hot. Oh my gosh.
I take it you don't get much sun in the club?
No, there's not much sun in the club. Do you really think I want to see how wasted the guy I'm dancing with is?
Dumb question. Let's talk about your cruise. Where'd you go?
Yeah, I went to like Cozumel and Costa Maya and Grand Cayman.
You told me there was a little bit of an incident though in Grand Cayman?
Yeah, my friends like totally got left by the ship because they were in Margaritaville getting wasted. And it was only 6 o'clock when the ship left, which didn't give us any time to stop drinking and sober up enough to get back to the ship.
But didn't the ship dock at 10 in the morning?
Haven't you heard the saying, when in Margaritaville, do like the Margaritans?
You know, Mandy, I hadn't heard that one, and I'm guessing that most of our lucky listeners haven't heard that one either.
Yeah, well, like, you learn something new every day.
What else was exciting about the cruise?
Let me tell you, there were hotties everywhere. Hottie alert! Hottie alert! It was amazing. You ought to go on one sometime.
Mandy, actually, we've been on two cruises, my wife and I. My wife and me. Is it my wife and me? I can never... The I and the me. Anyway. Carnival was awful. Food's supposed to be the best part of a cruise, and it was the absolute worst part of a cruise on Carnival, in addition to all the drunken college students turning the ship into a giant bar. Oh, and the nasty, dirty old men that would spend all their time on the sunbathing deck staring at all the young girls. On the flip side was Royal Caribbean. Excellent food, great service, cool ship, the whole nine. So if Royal Caribbean is listening and you'd like to sponsor the Lucky Rock, just let me know.
Mr. Lucky Rock, Mr. Lucky Rock.
Yeah, Mandy, what is it?
I forgot to tell you the best part of my cruise. I said there were all these hotties there. Well, one especially stuck out, and so we're dating now.
Tell me more.
Well, actually, I don't know that much about him, because he's kind of shy, and we haven't had much of a chance to talk, because he's in the hospital right now, because he fell off the back of the boat.
Mandy, tell me straight. Is he in a coma?
Yeah.
Does he even remember who you are?
Of course he remembers who I am. I was the one who spotted him in the water. I said, yeah, hey, I'll get somebody to help you. Oh, wait a minute, you're kind of cute. Do you want to go out sometime? And he was like, yeah, as soon as I get out of this freezing cold water. And I was like, oh, yeah, good point. And when they brought him up out of the water, I was like, hey, you don't look so good, but do you still want to go out? Because you've got potential. And then he smiled at me and then passed out. But I've been visiting him in the hospital. I really think we have a connection.
Mandy, my gosh, things are not looking up for you. You go on a cruise, which on some cruise lines, Carnival, is just a club on water, and you're dating a guy who's in a coma who probably won't recognize you when he wakes up.
Mr. Luckybach, you don't understand. The cruise and this relationship have brought so much meaning to my life.
Mandy, can I just make one crazy suggestion before we go?
Sure. Do you have any ideas for a place I could take him when he wakes up from his coma?
No, I don't know of any new clubs.
What then?
crazy as it may sound, how about you look beyond other people for your purpose and significance?
I'm sorry, Mr. Lucky Rock. We'll have to talk about this later, because my boyfriend just came out of his coma, and since I'm not immediate family, I have to pick the lock to his hospital room.
You just listened to the Lucky Rock.